Time now for your letters. We received many about the looting of the Iraq National Museum and our conversation with Professor McGuire Gibson. I was utterly depressed after hearing this morning's story, writes Jennings Heilig of Staunton, Virginia. It is bad enough that Iraqis would rape their own history in this way, but the conduct of the U.S. military in this matter is reprehensible. I noted that the military was quick to surround the Iraqi Oil Ministry building to keep it from being looted, but apparently no such effort was made to protect the irreplaceable and priceless historical treasures contained in the National Museum. Given that the military claims to have made an effort to spare historical sites in its vaunted war plan, the total disregard for the importance of the collection in the Iraqi National Museum can only be described as a gross dereliction of duty by members of the U.S. military. Shireen Maiden Patton of Harvard was less concerned about the museum. It is true that many of these treasures will probably never be recovered or restored, she writes. I am struck, however, by the fact that I have never heard such indignation expressed about the thousands of lives lost and destroyed in this so-called war of liberation. I consider my loved ones greater treasures than any of my material possessions, and their loss or hurt would be a far greater tragedy for me. History has not taught us any lessons, not in justice, not in morality, and not in civility. What do museums teach us? Robin Gill had a different assessment. This may sound callous to you, but I would have been far less upset to hear 100 or even 1,000 people got blown up. Those of us who make great sacrifices for the sake of culture know, as true soldiers do, that some things are more important than life. If what the professor said on the interview was correct, you should be playing dirges for culture and advocating that the world's flags be flown at half-mast. Finally, our piece on war poetry and Paul Revere's ride prompted this letter from Thomas Ames. Thanks to you and to Jane Triber for setting the record straight on the exploits of Paul Revere, and especially of his collaborator William Dawes. I grew up believing that my ancestor, to whom my father derisively referred to as Wrong Way Dawes, was little more than a footnote in history, so you can imagine my pleasure when historians acknowledge his contribution to our nation's history, and when I realized that, were his name better suited to verse, it might have been him and not Revere, whose heroism Longfellow ennobled. We welcome your correspondence. Our email address is wesun, WESUN, at npr.org.